then, of course, your experience of it will also be static and frozen. The body is much more like a river. Every moment it changes. With each breath that you take, you change the river of atoms that is your body. Not for one breath of your existence does the body remain static. Breathing in and breathing out, you remodel the body. You lay down these atoms, replacing the old ones in every moment of your existence. Your memories, your beliefs, your river of thoughts structures the scaffolding of this river of atoms. The atoms are the bricks, the patterns of intelligence, the scaffolding, and consciousness, the ground, the river bed.
Let's take a closer look at what Dr. Chopra calls the bricks, the atoms that make up our cells. We replace 98% of the atoms that compose our body once a year. Human cells come and go in the twinkling of an eye. If you think you are only your body, which one are you talking about? The one that existed in 1970 or the 1987 model? Not a single cell that was in your body in 1987 exists in it today. They've all been replaced. You change your skin once a month. Your liver is new every 6 weeks. The brain cells that you think with, the actual carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen molecules that made it up a year ago, are not there anymore. Even the DNA molecules, the little director inside every cell, the actual carbon, hydrogen, oxygen of it, wasn't there 3 or 4 months ago.
So let's look at the human body as it really is. What's the body made up of? If you could see it with the eyes of a physicist, you would say that the body is made up of all these atoms. These atoms are really particles whirling at lightning, dizzying speeds around huge empty spaces. And those particles themselves are fluctuations, movements, dances in a field of energy. In fact, to a physicist, your body would be proportionately as void as intergalactic space. If you could see it like that, because that's how it is, you would see a huge empty void with a few scattered dots and spots and a few random electrical discharges here and there. And this huge void, which is the reality of the body, is really not an emptiness, it's a fullness of intelligence. These particles rebounding, colliding, disintegrating in this almost total emptiness are actually impulses of intelligence. And mind and matter are not separate entities. They're just two ways of looking at the same thing. That huge void is the riverbed of consciousness itself. Those particles disintegrating, rebounding, whirling at lightning speeds are impulses of intelligence in that field of consciousness. And what we call matter is just those particles frozen in a moment of attention. It's our bias which determines whether we view the body materially or in terms of consciousness. A molecular biologist, when he looks at the body, would see neuropeptides, swirling chemicals. A nuclear physicist, a quantum field physicist, looking at the same phenomenon, would say these are all fluctuations in a field of energy. And if you are a Vedic scientist, a master of awareness, you would realize that these are impulses of intelligence in your own awareness, waves in the ocean of consciousness. The body is